Mr. President, the voices of repression in Indian-occupied Jammu and Kashmir echoed in this hall for the last three decades. Many of those voices were silenced by target killing, and many more are languishing in Indian jails facing false and fabricated charges of sedition. The detention of Mr. Khurram Parvez, the Martin Annals Award winner for right advocacy, and many other voices silenced by Modi regime failed in awakening the consciousness of the members of this council. Mr. President, the Guardian newspaper reported that the Indian government invoked emergency laws to ban the documentary from being aired in India, a documentary that exposes the right-wing ultra-nationalist, the Indian Prime Minister's role in the massacre of Muslims in Gujarat in 2001, which ultimately led to him being shunned by the Western nations and even banned by the United States from entering under their law, barring entry to foreigners who have committed particularly severe violations of religious freedom. It took BBC 22 years to unveil the Indian Prime Minister, and how long will it take this council to know about the Indian brutal repression in the Indian-occupied Jammu and Kashmir? My organization urged the council to make India accountable before it is too late. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank you, sir.